Thank you for joining my window, snippet number 3, on the power of the name of Jesus, which I'll be releasing my podcast here very soon. Join me for just a couple minutes with the Word of God. Philippians 2:5 says, Paul wrote, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." That is saying a whole lot, and we will go back and address it real quick. And then 1 John 3:23 and 24 says, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keeps his commandments dwells in him, or lives in him, and he in him, which would be me and you. And hereby we know that he abides or lives in us is because of why? Because of the love. So there's two things going on here. We're looking at Philippians 2, where Paul writes, let this mind be in you. Not only with the first snippet we gave and the second snippet, the whole process of this is that God gave man power to become sons of God once and for all when Jesus ascended to heaven and brought his pure, holy self to the God of all eternity, sinless, a human being, and as the firstborn Son of God, and as the original Son of God, that he left that position so that he could conquer Satan in the earth. And he did all that so that I could be sitting here today sharing with you, so that you can share with others that he did all that. God did it, and Jesus did it, and the Holy Spirit did it all for you and me. And we don't want to ask him why, because that is not for us to know. Ours is the job to simply receive without condemnation. When you receive Jesus as your Savior, that old man is dead and gone. No matter what you've done, people, you may be accountable to the law, but you are clear with the God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and instantly can be filled with the power to become the sons of God, and that your mind and your eyes are open. Your eyes are open and your mind is renewed so that you can have the power and the mind of Jesus Christ. Why? So that, and then we operate in love, because of course you have a new nature. So now we're training this flesh, and we're carrying it in the earth. We're training this flesh to be obedient to what's inside us now. And that is the love of God. The capacity is massive in many, 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 many areas, because we now have the kingdom of God residing inside of us. So with that, he is saying, let this mind be in you, the mind of Christ Jesus, of Jesus Christ. Yes, we can think like him. We can talk like him, walk like him, act like him, love like him, live like him. Yes, we can. And not only can we do. Depending on your maturity level in the kingdom of God, the word of God, your relationship with the Lord, depends on where you're operating in that. There is no ceiling to this, people. There's no ceiling. That's an exciting reason to get up every day, is because his mercies are new every morning. He wants you to have the mind, the very mind of Christ, and we can. And I will, and I won't quit. And when I leave this earth, I'm going to continue on in heaven, because it doesn't stop. It just goes, 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 goes. Heaven is a replica, but pure, greener, happier of the earth. That's how the earth got its image to begin with. So with that, stay tuned till next week for snippet part 4. See you later.